everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Moving Minimum Podcast. My name is Andrew.
And my name's Wesley.
Yeah, there you go. No, you're good. You're good. That is Wesley, my partner in crime, my sidekick, or maybe, you know, maybe he's the Batman to my Robin. I don't know. But we're here again, November this time, to bring you our thoughts on 2006's The Pursuit of Happyness, starring Will Smith and Jaden Smith and other people. But yeah, so today we have a different kind of format. If you've been following along with the podcast, we're not just gonna, you know, we're not gonna go through it beat by beat today, because trying to find a plot synopsis of this movie is unbelievably difficult. And so instead of taking it, you know, scene by scene, minute by minute, we're just going to talk about the different aspects of the movie and what we liked, what we didn't like, what worked for us. And yeah, so but first, as always, let's talk about our memories of the film. Wesley, you go first.
So a matter of fact, like, I don't have any memories of this film. Like, I do recall seeing the poster of the film somewhere throughout my childhood. Of course, it came out in 2006, so I was 2 years old when it came out. I don't remember seeing a lot of movies with Will Smith, I think. I don't know. You know, he's primarily in those adult movies, you know. He was, like, in a bunch of, bunch of films in the early 2000s. Though, but although I've never watched the movie, this has shown up in many, like, reels in my Instagram feed. I always see, like, those reels where it's like, if you feel this, then watch this, or something. If you're feeling stuck, then watch this. And I always see this movie on there, on those, like, reels. I always get handed those on my feed since I'm into movies. But I did find a free version on YouTube of the movie. I was gonna start watching that, but then it was like, ah, that's so bad. So I stopped watching it because it was like half the screen, you know. But yeah, someone did have a free version on YouTube. So if you want to go watch the movie, it is on free on YouTube. Go. Someone put it up there. But I did find it in my family's movie collection here. I was not expecting to find it, but, you know, we had it, so I did put it in the DVD, the old PlayStation 4, last night, and I watched most of it and then finished it this morning. And yeah, it was pretty great. You know, it was a real life story, so
yeah,
pretty awesome watch here. So
nice. Yeah, so yeah, for the this is a based on a book called The Pursuit of Happiness, by written by Chris Gardner. So it's a real dude, real story, in case you didn't know. But
yeah,
a lot like Wesley, I didn't watch this when it first came out because it was 2006. We were youngsters. This is probably not appropriate for anyone under the age of 14, 15, probably, I would say. Maybe. I don't know. But for me, this came into my life during the pandemic, actually, in 2020, I was taking a sociology class online for college, and they had us watch this movie, and I was like, okay, whatever, I'll watch it, and it gripped me. I instantly, you know, became one of my favorite movies, and I've rewatched it a couple times since then, and then this last time. But yeah, since I watched it, the story just gripped me. The idea behind what really makes someone happy was really interesting to me. You know, like, throughout, like he says at the very beginning of the movie, like, they all seem so happy at when he gets to the law firm. He's like, why can't I feel that or whatever? So just that idea really hit me deep. And yeah, I really enjoyed this movie when I first watched it, and in subsequent rewatches, and this last time, still, yeah, there's still parts that hit you deep. So, yeah.
Facts.
So let's talk about the cast and the crew, as we always do. So, like we said, this movie is starring Will Smith, and his son, Jaden Smith, plays his son in the movie, Christopher Smith, Christopher Gardner, excuse me. And it also stars Thandie Newton as Linda Gardner, his wife, or for the little bit of this story. Brian Howe, James Caan, Dan Castellaneta, Kurt Fuller, and that's about everyone that really matters. Sorry guys, but like those are
Yeah.
the main bits, the main characters. Well, not main, but the people who are, you know,
And the time machine homeless man.
in the, oh, the Time Machine Homeless Man. Yeah. What's his name?
I don't think
The
he, I don't
son.
know if he's credited on here. There's not many credits on a
Yeah.
Wikipedia, but of course I think it's probably on, like most of the whole cast is probably on IMDb. So I
Yeah,
didn't
that's
look
what
on
I'm.
there. I usually get my cast list from Wikipedia. I should just go in IMDb, but like it's just so much easier to copy the cast
Yeah.
list from a
Yes, it
Wikipedia
is.
onto my into my notes. So
I agree.
sometimes Wikipedia can be iffy, so but anyways,
Yeah,
yeah, the
homeless guy.
cast.
I'm trying to. Where? I can't find the homeless guy. Dang, because that guy is funny.
It was also it was directed by Gabriel Mu.
Yes, you're correct.
I
G
don't know the
Gabri
last name.
Gabrielle Mussini, Lucino, and written
Yeah.
by Stephen Conrad
I
is
know
the
that name. I
and the
don't.
music, as we always talk about, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's
The
okay.
music is done by Andrea Guerra. But you were saying the writer sounds familiar,
Yes. Yes.
Stephen Conrad.
Huh.
Let's see what
Oh,
he's done. Quick.
he did The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Ooh, yes.
I've not
Another one of
watched
my
that
favorites.
movie. We had that on a poll once. I remember that.
We have,
So,
yes. So it's your guys' fault that we haven't done it yet.
yeah. But
We did
I
Wonder too with Jennifer Gardner and Owen Wilson. Or
Oh
Julie Roberts, sorry, not
yeah,
Jennifer
I
Gardner.
remember that movie. I did not see it, but I remember the promotions of that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen
But
it. I've
yeah,
heard great things about it, though.
this is weird. I thought he did something. I don't know. Like this name seems so familiar. I'm not sure. Huh. Interesting.
I have
Anyways,
never heard of it before. Could
I think it's the name Conrad for me. I don't know. I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, I and producer on the movie was Luis Despacito, an
Yep,
executive
our Marvel
producer.
connection.
I saw that, so I was like, interesting here. Guys working in the early 2000s doing these dramas, I
Few
guess.
years later, he went on to do Iron Man.
Yep.
Which you guys haven't listened to our episode on Iron Man, go do that after this, you listen to this
Yes,
episode.
yes.
But yeah,
Actually,
thoughts on the cast and crew, Wesley.
yes. So we're gonna get the into the cast a little bit later, but general thoughts. It's a small main cast here. It doesn't it's basically one period of time. While Will Smith's character Chris lives in New York City. So most of the
Well,
characters are.
it's not New York, it's San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But yeah,
Yes, San
he's in a big
Francisco.
city.
Yes.
Hey,
Man, 8 a.m. in the morning. Yeah.
you're good, you're good.
but yes, it is San Francisco. It is not. That is New York, is where. Okay, that's a spoiler.
The
Yeah.
wife runs off to, yeah. Yeah.
But,
If you haven't watched the movie, that's on you guys.
yeah, true.
For listening to a podcast about it
But
before watching it.
yeah, it's a real life story, so it's a lot of these characters are probably most likely based on people, you know. So in the people who act these parts, it seems like you're living in the place, you know? They make it real and authentic, I guess. And all of them just did a great job at portraying their parts as they played them. So especially I liked Jaden Smith's performance as
Oh my goodness,
Chris's
yeah.
son. I think the only movie I've seen him in is like The Karate Kid, the new Karate Kid, and like he blew up
Oh.
like because of that movie and like
I didn't realize he was in that.
yeah, he was like he's the main he's like the Karate Kid like in the new Karate Kid movie. Well, like not new. It's
Oh,
like it
really?
came out in like the
Oh, okay.
later 2000s. It's not like Cobra Kai or anything like that. It's not
Okay,
that.
I was thinking
Not
that. I was like, I didn't
Netflix.
realize he was in that.
No, not Netflix. It was the
Okay.
second, not second, because there's like a trilogy of I think there's a trilogy of Karate Kid movies of like the originals, and then like there's another
The
one,
more you know.
a spinoff. So, but yeah, I watched that when I was younger. So that was I knew Jaden Smith from that. So, but you could really see him as a young kid getting into that, I don't know, acting spirit per se with his dad. So you could really see it on the screen too. Their relationship
Yes.
as well, as we'll get into that too later probably. So yeah, the cast was pretty good here. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. I think the standout is Jaden Smith with as like just like let's see, he was born. When was Jaden Smith born? He's probably like 7 in this, supposed to be 5. But yeah, 1998. This was in like 2005. So he's probably about 7. Like when it was filmed, it would be 2005, maybe 7. And like, man, he there. I mean, he's obviously a kid actor, but like he does a great job. But I think everyone does. Like you said, they hit, they're supposed to be real people and they do a good job of not like being too crazy, if that makes sense. Like how some actors can be over the top with it, but they were just, they were really good. I appreciate everyone. And yeah, I think Will Smith does a great job. Like you said in your thoughts, like I haven't watched a lot of Will Smith stuff. I watched this movie, obviously, and the new Aladdin. That's about my Will Smith. That's what I've seen him in. That's pretty much. I can't think of anything else that I've seen him in. Haven't watched any of the Men in Black.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that. I was like, I haven't
Not.
seen any of those, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Thoughts on the let's well let, okay. So the way we're doing it, like I said at the beginning, we're gonna dissect it a bit more. We're not going beat by beat like we normally do, but let's get into the nitty-gritty of 2006, The Pursuit of Happiness. So thoughts on the overall story, Wesley? Let's just think about that. Like, what did you take away from it? What worked for you? What didn't? I mean, it's a real life story, so you
So
can't really criticize this, but
I do have some background information here about
okay,
it.
yeah.
So
Okay, go ahead,
I
yeah.
forgot to say that earlier, but yeah. So as you said earlier, this movie is based on the real story of a Milwaukee-born man named Christopher Paul Gardner, who struggled in the early 1980s to make ends meet while raising his toddler son. Just as Chris Gardner in the movie, played impeccably by Will Smith, the real story of Chris Gardner is one about overcoming hardship to eventually become successful in life. This story is a true inspiration and serves as a prime example of how we must overcome difficulties, not to be overcome by them.
Chris Gardner realizes his story had Hollywood potential after an overwhelming national response to an interview he did with 2020, January 23, 2003. He published his autobiography on May 23rd, 2006, and later became an associate producer for the film. The film took some liberties with Gardner's life story, as I said. Certain details and events that actually took place over the span of several years were compressed into a relatively short film. And although 8-year-old Jaden portrayed Christopher as a 5-year-old, Gardner's son was just a toddler at the time in real life. Towards the end, Chris Gardner has a brief uncredited cameo appearance before the credits. Chris Gardner initially thought Smith, an actor best known for his performance in blockbusters films, was miscast to play him. However, Gardner claimed to his daughter, Jacynthia, said, "If Smith can play Muhammad Ali, he can play you," referring to Smith's role in biopic Ali. Will Smith was in fact nominated for Best Actor at the Academy Awards, and upon the release, the movie was relatively positive among critics and with audiences, having a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it went on to make $307 million worldwide, with $163 million of that coming from North America. So I thought it was interesting how it was 67% on Rotten Tomatoes, because the overall response to the movie that I saw, like, it was overall good, but I don't know, you know, sometimes that can come with the critics, I guess. So
yeah, like, so one or two critics, you know, don't like a film, it's gonna get knocked down on Rotten Tomatoes.
So,
and they, Rotten Tomatoes is
yeah,
I've got thoughts about
it's a meme. It's, yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take what they say seriously most of the time. I take it for myself, and oftentimes, because they do, like, you know, the critic score and then the audience score. Normally, yeah, the audience, yeah, score is pretty much accurate, and the critic score is not. So that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know which. I usually take the one from Wikipedia and then base it on that, because they have it, like, from the time, like, when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to, like, go to Rotten Tomatoes and take that, because, you know, that's right now. So,
yeah,
that's what point, I, yeah, do for the movies. So, but, you know, it's subjective. So,
yeah, as most of these things are. Yeah.
But now on to the plot, I guess.
Yeah, let's talk about the plot. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, we could probably talk for this a little bit here. But the movie kind of starts out here with, I'm going back here. Does Chris have a job at the beginning? Or no, he's doing the scanners.
He's selling yeah, the high-density bone scanners.
Yeah, he's selling the scanners, so not having much luck right now with that. And then he has an apartment with his wife. They're kind of struggling in their relationship. And then they have a son, he goes to a daycare as well. And they're just struggling to pay some bills there. Whether it's a with the daycare or it's the apartment, you know, he's just struggling, yep, right now. He's not able to sell the scanners in a scanner. Like he said in the beginning, a scanner, like, equals like a month's worth of groceries, I think, or something like that. Near the beginning of the movie. So, you know, so it's critical. It's critical, like, for him to sell one, once a month at least. So, but yeah, that's kind of,
I think they did a really good job setting stuff up, like, from the very beginning, you know, like the scanners and with, you know, like the daycare and everything. And then, like, how they can't I don't know. I like the just like how everything runs together so smoothly, you know, and obviously because it's real life, it usually will with these kind of things, as long as they don't go too crazy with liberties. But I thought from the very beginning, you know, they like he wants to be happy and what he's doing right now is not bringing him happy, you know,
Yeah.
and that's the whole thing. Like, that's how movies usually go. Like, you introduce something at the beginning, and then by the end, that thing happens or it doesn't happen, or they, you know, move away from it. But I just thought they did a really good job starting from the very beginning with the plot and like, this is the story that we're about to tell, if that makes
Yeah.
sense.
I really liked a the very beginning there when they were showing some establishing shots of the city, and then like they were cutting in and out of like the black screen with the titles of like all the production people, and then
Yeah.
just going from place to place, I guess. So I thought that was pretty interesting choice. And then I was gonna say, oh yeah, the voiceovers too, man. Some of those voiceovers we can get into that, but some of those are funny though. like this part of my life is running or something. I thought
Yeah.
some of those were pretty. Of course, it's not a, it's not a comedy, but like some of them are
No,
like
yeah.
placed there that are like kind of funny.
Yeah.
But
To break up the tension sometimes.
yeah, break the tension, yeah. But it was pretty interesting how they had the voiceover. I know they a lot of like older movies do that at times. I did
Yeah.
that. I wasn't expecting that, so I was like, whoa, okay, voiceover here.
Yeah.
This part of my life is caught riding the bus, and I was like, whoa, what, huh, what?
I think I wonder because I haven't read the book. I wonder if those were like
yeah,
chapters
maybe,
in the book.
yeah, chapters probably,
Like,
yeah.
yeah, or like just like he's, or like, you know, like how some books will have sections and then multiple chapters in that section. So
Yeah,
I wonder
yeah.
if that's what that was. Like, this part of my life is called running. And then it's like four chapters, five chapters on that or whatever. But that would be interesting to look up. I don't. Yeah, I don't have. I have never read the book. I kind of want to though,
Yeah.
but yeah. And then, as we go on, we like the wife leaves. That's kind of a big
Yes.
part of the plot. And like, yeah, she's only in the movie, like in the
Like
story, for about
40
15
minutes.
minutes ish. Yeah.
It was like 30. I think it was about 30.
Yeah. Well,
I
she
think it was 30.
leaves. She takes the kid, Chris
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Christopher, and leaves.
Yeah.
And then she comes back for a little bit and then she
Yeah.
moves to New York. So it's like, yeah. All in all, she's probably like on the screen, probably about 10 minutes
Yeah, true.
ish, maybe. But, and that's really what kicks him to like get the job, right? Because
Yeah.
he has the interview, and he finds out that it's not a paid internship at what's
Dean
the
Witter.
law firm? Dean Witter. Yeah,
Dean,
thank you.
yeah.
Not law firm,
Yeah.
financial group. That's what they
Yeah.
are. But, and he's like, it's not paid. And then so she leaves, and he's like, well, I might as well try to, you know, do something. And so, yeah, the only
And
thing I'm gonna, yeah, go ahead, Wesley. Sorry.
We see his skills with the Rubik's Cube too, Like we see
Yes.
that too.
Yeah. Did you think
That
that was going to play a
enhanced.
bigger part than it
Maybe.
did?
I was like, what if he went on to a Rubik's Cube championship or something? I
That's
don't know.
the true, goal. That's how you
Literally,
get
were
happy.
like Rubik's Cubes like popular that? Like, I don't know. This is 1980s, I think, or
Yeah,
something.
they first came
Based in the
out.
1980s.
They had, when, like, in the story, they had just come out
Yeah,
when
yeah,
the story
yeah.
was happening.
So like, we the cab ride, like the cab driver had one. He was like looking over, and he
Yep.
was like trying to like pick up on some of the hints he was telling Jay and stuff, and it was like
Yeah.
that it was a funny cab ride, so
It
but
and then he doesn't pay for it. He
yeah, that
dips.
is true. That oh yeah, that
I
that's
want to
one of my
know.
favorite scenes. That's one of my favorite scenes.
I want to know if he went back and repaid like the hotel manager, or like where he didn't pay, like when they were
I think,
squatting in the hotel room
yeah,
or
sure.
motel, if he paid
There's
them back, and
one
then the
plot
cab
hole
driver.
later. There's one plot hole I think I noticed, but that's
Where?
later in the movie. I think it's the 49ers game they went to, because at one point they said, like, the one guy, Walter, the CEO, he went to like a Monday night game or something. And then,
Yeah.
like, we, I don't know
Well, it could
if
have been that
it's,
following Sunday.
yeah, it's could have been the following week, but I'm not
Yeah.
sure. They don't really make it clear there. So I don't know. It could have been,
No,
probably.
I agree.
So,
I thought that today when I
anyways.
was rewatching. Well, so I watched about halfway through, so about an hour of it, and then I sat down this morning before
Yeah.
we recorded and watched another hour of it. But
Yeah,
yeah,
but
that is
that's
true.
later.
I caught that too, and I was like, oh, it's Sunday night, or it's Sunday football now. So like they played Monday night. It's been
Yeah.
a whole 6 days, and now they're playing again on Sunday. But
But
yeah. So all in all, like this plot very tight, I think, outside of that one guffaw. But like you said, this movie, takes place in like 2 years where they just smushed everything
yeah.
together. So it could have been like a week later that happened, but in the movie they made it back to back. You
Yeah.
know?
And I don't
So.
know. I think I just didn't believe it, since like at the time in the movie, you know, it was like he was like desperate because he needed the to sell the scanner, I guess, you know.
That's valid.
Or
Yeah.
so, yeah, I don't know.
No,
But
that's true.
yeah.
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 So
Any
yeah,
other
that was
thoughts on
kind
the
of the
plot, like anything
I
that
really,
stuck
I
out to
kind of,
you?
yeah, the his relationship with Jay, I know it was like a workplace relationship, but I wish they kind of went into more with that, because I really like those scenes where he came in. Of course, like, you know, Chris was lying and stuff like that about his current situation and all that. But you
Yes.
know, there's a lot of like symbolism there, like not just here, but like throughout the movie. I found like a lot of symbolism just throughout. I thought they would bring up some stuff near the end. Like, I wish it was a little bit longer, but like, I forgot where it was. But like, yeah, there's I really liked all the symbolism aspects to the movie. But yeah, I really liked their relationship. And then like at the very end, like with it, his relationship with the owner, giving him back the cash and stuff like that, you know, because like he had a lot of mistrust with the people he's dealt with in his life. So it was just
Yeah.
cool how like he gave him the job, and then like he also gave him back the money he owed him. So, you know,
Yeah.
so that was
I
pretty
think,
cool.
yeah. And we'll get into that with a little bit of the characters too.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
I
sure.
like you watch it, and like throughout like the training in the firm, right? Where he's
Yeah.
like getting the
Oh, yeah.
coffee and the donuts and he's moving the car for the people, he's lending the money. I think that has to do, like, had a lot of to do with why he was hired, because they saw
Yeah.
that he's just like overall a good dude. Like he was willing to go out of his way for people and to do it. And obviously he wanted the job, right? But I think that he was so determined to get the job that he was willing
Yes.
to get the coffee and all that. And I think that was a really cool aspect of the plot, as well as the character of Chris. So yeah, like the plot is very straightforward, and they don't waste a lot of time. When we get into the end thoughts, right? Like favorite scene, least favorite scene. I don't think, again, like we haven't had a lot of least favorite scenes in the movies we've reviewed.
Yeah, not recently.
Not recently, because they've all been really good movies, and they're all very tight movies.
Yeah.
So, that being said, yeah, the plot is really,
Yeah. I want to add something
straightforward.
there too. Like,
Yeah,
oh
go ahead.
yeah, it was like it just proves like to you when you have like the motivation to get the job, you know, and work at it, you know. We saw that one scene where he was like, I would waste like
minutes, you know, if I went to the bathroom or like got a drink of water, you
Yes.
know, 8 minutes or whatever. So, and he keeps the phone open too. So, like, you know, when you have that determination in your job, like in your work ethic, it just, and you'll be a good worker, I guess. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
be a standout. Get the
Yeah.
job.
Yeah.
And not only did he not like get the job, but he was chosen out of all the applicants. There was 20 of them, right? Like he stood out with
And
that too. And
what I was talking about earlier, the symbolism aspect, you know, when he completed the exam, he went to an elevator with another person in the internship.
yeah.
And the other person, they were like just making small talk, and the other person like ended up not like doing like a final essay thing on the back of like the exam, and he totally forgot it. He didn't see that, so he ran out of the elevator and like went back up while like Chris completed and stuff like that when he had less time, you know. So,
Yeah.
you know, that aspect of like Chris did it, and you know, and he's usually the one that run, you know, that has to go do something and stuff like all that, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting how like,
For
you
once
know.
he wasn't running,
Yeah,
right? Like
for once. Yeah, so.
because there's a lot of running in this movie.
Yes,
He runs.
that's true. I wonder
I
Will
think,
Smith he probably
yeah.
had to do some exercise for this movie, like
He had to
some
train
training.
cardio. But he runs after like three or four homeless people who have stolen
Yeah.
his scanner from him. It's like eventually you should just like keep track of your scanners, dude.
True.
Jeez. But yeah, so that's the plot. Let's get into the characters. Let's just talk about, you know, is there a character you thought could have been fleshed out more? Or like who is like a really well-developed character? And obviously, like Chris is going to be pretty well developed because it's his story, right? But
Yeah.
like anyone else that stuck out to you like in this movie, I if you don't have anyone,
No, yeah,
I
you can go
really
first.
think I would have loved to see more with the I can't remember his name now, but the guy who
Wayne?
takes him.
Wayne?
Yeah, well, Wayne's a fun character,
Okay.
and
I
I love
thought
that
it was
actor. What's the actor's name? Mark David Jackson or Mark Christopher Lawrence. Yeah. He's in one of my favorite Christmas movies, Christmas with the Cranks. I don't know if you've ever watched that movie, but
Wayne.
he's in that. And he's just his voice is awesome. He was
Okay. Yeah,
also in
he's Wayne.
Adventures
He's
in
Wayne.
Odyssey. Yeah. He was also in Adventures in Odyssey, which is a audio drama that I don't know if you've listened to it,
Yeah,
being
yeah.
Christian homeschooler. Yeah. He's
I
in
did.
those for a while. Yeah.
Definitely.
Good, good, good. I wasn't sure, you know, because
Yeah,
some Christians don't listen to Adventures in Odyssey, believe it or not. But the guy played by Kurt Fuller, Walter Ribbon, I wanted to see more with him because just like I wanted to see that pursuit from Chris to
Chris,
like
yeah.
get him turned over to the company, move there, retirement's over. But again, it's a real life story, so if it didn't happen, I don't want it in there. You know, like there's a sense of like stick to the story that happened. But for me, like as a movie, I would have been like, let's get Ribbon to like move over with Chris, you know?
True. That would have
Yeah.
been really interesting, you know.
I don't know how it would have worked, but I would have loved to see it. Just because
Maybe
I think
like
it would have added so much to the story, you know?
I don't know, I forgot where Walter worked, but of course he was a CEO, but of the company or whatever, the
Yeah,
I don't know what.
to be able to have a box at
Yeah.
Candlestick Park and then come off.
Yeah. But that would have been interesting. Maybe like, you know, what if he did like, what if Chris like, you know, this is of course it's based on real life, but if it was like fictional, you know, what if like Chris like worked him like during the nights or something, you know, I don't know. But like during this period in the movie, they were already like, you know, they were kind of halfway to homeless, you know, with like him going to the shelter, like and like going there and stuff, staying there for a few nights. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. But all in all, I think these characters are really are really fun and really, they feel real, you know, like they're supposed to. So.
I really liked James Karen, as I said. Like, he's a very sweet guy, I guess. You don't really, it doesn't really look like it at the beginning, but like, of course, he does. He's not really ever like that mean to Chris. And like I already said, like, him giving the money at the end was just a whole sign there, of his a of his character as a man. I there was one character I was going to talk about. I think it was, yeah, like I said, I also mentioned this earlier about Jay. Like, I wish there was more of a relationship between them, I guess. Maybe like having Jay, like, them hang out a day, or, you know, like go out for a lunch or something, or like once a week or something, you know, like, I don't know, you know, just a having more of a relationship, a not maybe off screen too, maybe like we hear about it too, like when they go to work, you know. But I really liked their interactions, as I've said. So I don't know, Jay.
You know who Jay looks like? He looks like he would golf. So I
He
think there
does.
should have been a scene where him and Chris go golfing, and Chris just sucks at it, and
I don't
he's
know why
trying to
I
pretend
thought
like he's good at golf.
when you said golfing, I literally thought of the Space Jam scene of a Michael Jordan and all of those guys playing golf in Space Jam for no apparent reason, literally. I don't know why my mind went to
That's just what golfing is to you. It's hitting a ball into
that.
Bugs Bunny's hole.
Oh, that
Oh,
was hilarious.
that is kind of
Okay.
funny though.
Sorry.
I haven't watched
Man.
Space Jam in forever. That's a movie we need to do on the podcast
Would
if we're
that
gonna do
would be hilarious, man.
it. Ugh, but yeah.
Anyways.
Any character that you did not like particularly? Well, I guess we can save that for least favorite character,
Yeah.
unless there's another character who's not your least favorite character that you just wanted to be like, yeah, this person kind of was a
I don't
kind of
really
sucked.
have. I could say Linda as my least, but like, I'm not gonna do that. So I'm gonna talk a about her here, I guess.
Okay.
I can't kind of save the least favorite character for like somebody not really a main character. So like, you know, I didn't
The
really, I mean,
hippies. Yeah.
yeah, one of those guys.
Peace and love.
But yeah, Linda. Oh, I think Linda is a very complex character, but also like, she is also kind of just like irritating, you know. But it kind of makes sense, and it kind of doesn't, because she's working, but also like, she doesn't really understand like Chris's situation at all. So like, you know, she's not being like more open to Chris, I guess, and like being more not taking Chris's words, I guess, as
Yeah.
he's trying to as he is trying to sell these scanners. But you know,
Yeah.
and like, once she leaves, you don't really like remember him until like you know, Christopher brings her up a few times. But a and you kind of see it through him, how it's like how it's affecting Christopher, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Linda is very complex, as I said, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's hard. Like, 'cause you understand, right? Like she's working, double shifts, which means 16 hours a week, a day, to like provide for him and her and their kid. But it's, I mean, like, it's not like he's not trying, he's trying to sell them. They're just, like he said, they give a, is it a little denser picture for like a lot more money than an x-ray machine? So it's like, you're not gonna get people to buy them really. So it's like, it's tough. It's a tough situation. And she is, she's complex for sure and like important to the story. So like to say she's the least favorite character is hard because without her there's no story really. But like yeah, I don't know what else to say. Like she's very complex, like you said. I agree with that for sure.
As I was looking here, like at my behind the scenes facts, I didn't have that many, but I forgot to mention this earlier, but a
Bring them
it
out,
was
buddy.
about Ru it was about a Rubik's cubes, and I found one a that speed cubing champions Tyson Mayo, Toby Mayo, and Lars Petrus were hired to coach Will Smith to solve a Rubik's cube in under 2 minutes. Dude, three guys? Why do you need to hire three guys to coach Will?
Seriously,
Why just get
Will
one?
Smith would just sucked that bad that they needed
Yeah.
three guys.
Wow, that's crazy. Wow. Come on, Will.
I have a friend on Rubik's cubes. I have a friend down here in Indiana that will can solve. He said he used to like compete in Rubik's cubes, and he said that his top time was like 5 seconds
That is
to
insane.
solve a Rubik's cube. So shout out to you. Shout out to Zach.
I took a speech class with one of my friends, and he did a demonstration speech about like Rubik's cubes or whatever, and like he and the speech was 5 minutes, and he solved the Rubik's cube in 5 minutes and was talking at the same time. So
Ooh.
it was just insane. I think that
That
was
is
probably the best speech out of the entire class because just the attention to detail as he was talking and then also solving, you know, it was just insane. Everybody was like perplexed when like it was finished too. Like there was a moment of
yeah.
silence.
You're just like so intently focused on the
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube. Do you
Yeah.
even remember what the speech was about?
It was
Like,
Rubik's cubes. It was
okay,
about
yeah.
Rubik's cubes. It was like the
Okay.
history, you know.
The history on Rubik's Cubes. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
So.
funny. Yeah. The Rubik's Cube, actually, it ties into the cinematic masterpiece Despicable Me 3, actually, because if you look, the tower of the villain in Despicable Me 3 is shaped like a Rubik's Cube.
That is true.
There's
You know.
your free IMDb trivia fact that is 100% false, but could also be 100% true. You never
Wow.
know.
I can't wait to get to those movies.
Oh,
You
yeah, that's.
don't like those?
Oh, I like the first and second one all right, but the
Yeah,
third one
me too.
was.
Yeah,
I haven't
no,
watched the
yeah.
third one outside of the first time watching it. My little brother, he was like, well, he wasn't born when the first one came out, but when the second one came out, he was like, how, when did the second one come out?
I don't know, but I saw the first
2014?
two in theaters, so
Yeah,
I
but
don't really, yeah.
no, go ahead. Yeah.
But I yeah, the third one, I saw that in theaters. That was kind of annoying.
Yeah, the third one was bad. Okay, so he wasn't born for
Anyways.
either of the first two, but he loved the Minion movie, so he went and saw that for his birthday when he was like three, when it came out in theaters. But so I know Despicable Me 1 and 2 very, very well. I could probably give you a one man show of it. So.
Steve
Oh
Carell,
yeah.
another comedic actor right there.
Amazing. But
An amazing
yeah.
man.
So if we're done, let's if we're done talking about the cast, let's talk about the production, like the movie itself, like this the cinematography, the music, and all that.
Yes.
Like thoughts on those.
Yeah, I had a thought about that here. I really like those scenes. Not scenes, but a shots where it's like there's a few. I think there's about three of them where Chris and Christopher are walking down, like, you know, whether it's like a walkway or a sidewalk or something, and they're like it's like a long shot so that like they're kind of far away and they're just talking, you know. I really like those shots where like, and that's where kind of Christopher talks a lot, I guess, you know, on those walks.
Yeah.
But I really
Yes.
liked a those shots pertaining to the cinematography because at least one of them, I think it was the second one I noticed, it really reminded me of like a scene in like
a Karate Kid too, just how he said the words, like what he was saying and stuff like that. I was like, man, this is like foreshadowing Karate Kid right here. I was like, I don't know. But yeah, I really liked those how did they did those shots, and they really established a as I said at the beginning, they really established a San Francisco, well, not New York, San Francisco.
Yes.
but I really liked that. And then the music, that was a pretty interesting aspect because like there was no music for, well, for a significant period in the movie, but you know, it was like, I don't know. There was more music near the end of the movie, I guess. And there was like only two or three songs in the movie, like actual songs, I think, in the movie. So I don't know. As pertains to the score, so you have any thoughts about, I guess, this all?
Not really. It's like the cinematography isn't something. I like the way, like, okay, so the last shot of the when he gets the news that he got the job and he runs out of the building where he's just in the crowd of people and he's just like clapping and like pumping his fists and everything. I really liked that where it's just like he's just another dude in the crowd, but he's just like he just had the best news of his life. And he's like, he's just taking it all in and everything. I just thought, because it's just like shoulder shots of everybody walking down the street.
Yeah,
And he's just
classic.
like barely taller than everybody, which I thought was pretty funny. But you can like pick it up. And I just thought that shot was really good. And then like some of the other, like when he's running, especially through the cars and everything, that's shot pretty well, I think. But that's not something that like I really focus on what like cinematography was, but the music I thought, yeah, it just fit the mood when it was there. Like you said, there's not a lot of music, but when it's there, it fits the mood and is really it's good. So
And especially the one song, like when they went to the church and stuff like that, you know,
yes,
at the point at that point of the movie, you know, when he was trying to make ends meet. So, but
So yeah.
you mentioned, dude, I thought of, like you said, when he was in the crowd, I thought of the one song from La La Land, another person or whatever that's.
Someone in the
In
crowd.
the crowd, yeah, that song. Oh man, my mind has just been going to La La Land for a lot recently. I don't
Hey,
know why,
it's a good
man.
movie. If you haven't listened to our episode on the pod on the
Yeah,
movie
go listen
La
to
La Land.
that, please.
Go listen to us gush for 2.5 hours.
Probably my best thoughts in a movie, literally. That was when I was actually taking a film class.
There you go. There you go.
but anyways.
So let's see. Is there any other part of the movie that we need to talk about? Talked about this,
I
the
don't
plot.
know.
Talked about the characters, production. Any last thoughts, I guess? Like anything you have written down that.
I think I had a few behind the scenes facts. Of course, I don't think I'll get. I said some stuff already at the beginning. Oh, here's an interesting one. Christopher Jr. Wore the same outfit throughout the film, except when he was being bathed. So he had the same clothing, you know, throughout the entire film. You think he would not, like at the beginning of the film, but he had the same outfit, you know. So, you know. So I don't know.
He does. He doesn't change often, but or obviously at all.
Well, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I think Chris wears pretty much the same suit for the majority of it when he's at the internship. It's just
Yeah, I
that
think he gets a new
black suit
yeah,
with the
he gets
lip.
a yeah, he gets a new suit, I think, at some point, doesn't
Yeah.
he?
I
I
mean, he
don't
gets
know.
new
They don't
shoes.
show it. Yeah, they don't show
No.
it.
When he gets hit by the car and loses his
Yeah.
shoe, which, yeah, but yeah, so let's get our final, our votes for favorite scene. So, what's your favorite scene in the
Yeah.
movie?
I think we kind of talked about it earlier and I kind of brushed off on it, but like, I think it was the cab driver chase. I think that was just hilarious. Just like the voiceover dialogue. It was like, this part of my life is running. I
Yep.
just thought it was, I thought it was hilarious. Of course, it's like a serious situation, but like, because
Yeah.
like, he just like bailed on the cab driver, but like, still, I thought it was pretty funny. And like, you know, it kind of had that feel of like, I don't know. It look, this is kind of something comparable to it. Like, it kind of felt like a, not in the same exact way, but like, you know, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire movies. It kind of had a feel like towards those movies, you know? I don't know. Because he
I've
kind of
never seen those
struggled.
movies.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
But no, hey, it's okay.
But yes,
Continue.
he kind of struggled. He struggled a lot throughout the movie, throughout those
Okay.
movies,
Yeah.
with relationships and also, just his life in general, trying like
Yeah.
jobs and all that, you know.
Balance Spider-Man in life.
Yes. But yeah, I thought, yeah, that cab driver chase, just seeing him run, that one shot where he's running after him in the hallway, that was pretty funny.
Yes.
But I didn't want to go like with the end scene, you know, because I thought you would maybe take that, but
Valid. You would be 100% correct.
so
But
I left that up, so I was
yeah, I appreciate
kind of
that.
being honest. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I mean, since we didn't talk about, the movie in general, I'm gonna give a couple other scenes that I really liked. If you
Okay,
want to, you can as well. But
yeah,
g
sure.
go ahead and go ahead. If you have another one, go ahead and do that before I start talking, because I want to take a minute.
I
If you
huh
don't have anything, it's fine. I'm not gonna
you
make you.
know, they went to a
You have to
49ers game, so you know, I'm gonna mention that, so you know,
Yeah. I roll.
that was
Hey,
pretty nice.
you want to say something? 49ers and the Steelers have the same record. Just saying.
Hey,
Are you guys
at
on bye
least.
this week?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, that's
So
what I thought. Yeah.
that's why.
5-3, baby. Anyway,
hey, but
sorry.
anyway, TJ Watt though, TJ Watt, he's pretty good. He's
He's a
been pretty,
beast.
he's
He's playing
been
with like
insane.
torn ligaments in his hand too,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah, he
ridiculous.
is.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean,
But this is not a
yeah.
sport co podcast though,
If
so you know.
you guys
So
want us to do a sports podcast,
yeah. Man, I've been
we'll
thinking
do
about doing that maybe with a friend of mine. So like
Dude, do
I
it.
want to do like once a week or something, you know, like just something
Yeah.
easy. Just have no
Yeah.
preparation at all. Just talk, you know,
That's how I do my
literally.
hockey one. Just talk.
Yeah.
But
Hey, if
yeah.
anybody go peep the podcast, the hockey podcast, Pens and Stuff
Yeah.
podcast on
Thank you, Wesley.
Spotify and
Appreciate that.
at
Yeah.
all the places, you know.
Everywhere
Pretty
you
good
get your
podcast.
podcasts. I
I
appreciate that.
don't watch hockey that much, so you know, I get a lot of information from that podcast. So, you know, when I
Appreciate that.
do
That's good.
listen, so
Yeah. Appreciate that.
but another scene here. Man, I would probably the one scene where like they were at like the train station near the end.
Yes.
With a and like with Christopher and stuff like that, and Christopher
Yes.
like Chris it tries to like help him like imagine and stuff like that with like making like the scanner as like a time machine or whatever, and then like
Yes.
and then they had to stay the night there at the bathroom. That was just so sad, you know.
Yes. That
That was
was
pretty
what I was
sad.
gonna say too.
Yeah, okay.
That one actually might be my favorite, just because it's so real. Like you're trying to find a place to spend the night. You're at a train. You're homeless, right? And you have your kid, and you're just trying to make it the best experience for that for him that you can. Even though as an adult, this is not how life is supposed to be. But like, just finding the fun in a terrible, terrible situation. Like that's it's a must for a parent, like, because you don't want your kid to know we're spending the night here in a cave, like in the bathroom. It's oh, that's so. And then just him holding Christopher as that guy's trying, like dude's trying to get into the bathroom, and he's just crying. It's like, oh, it's brutal. But
So sad.
yeah. And another one, another scene I really not enjoyed, but was really, really well done, was when him when Chris and his wife are having that yelling match. Like she's saying, "I'm getting over the phone, I'm getting Christopher and I'm leaving." And then they start yelling back and forth. It's just, or no, it's when he after she leaves, he shows up at daycare and she's just dropped him off and they're arguing. That's the scene. That is, it's really, really, really well done. But it's sad and it's hard to watch, but it's really well done. And then my favorite one is the end scene. Like he's calling people, he's getting rejections, and then the dude who trained everyone, played by
Yeah.
I can't remember the character's name. I don't think you ever hear it, but played by
Yeah.
Dan Castellaneta. Castellaneta. Excuse me. Sorry. I was trying to. That name is brutal. But he's just like, "Hey, Chris, come with me," and like Chris thinks, you know, it's. I don't know what's going through his mind, but it looks like he's like really nervous, right? Like it's like, am I gonna get the job or not? And then he goes, and he makes a joke about wearing a shirt this time because it was his last day. Because when he showed up for the interview, he was wearing, you know, an undershirt and had paint all in his hair and everything. But he gets the job after the 6 month internship, and he's just like, you can see it's a great acting job by Will Smith. Like he wants to so much like scream and pump his fist and be, and he's just like, "Thank you, sir." Like he keeps his composure. He's starting to like tear up. He gets the $5 bill, like you said, from the boss man who he borrowed
Yeah.
it from for cab fare. And then he goes outside and he's just taking it all in, and
Yeah.
he's clapping, he's pumping, and then he runs and he gets his kid from daycare and he's just hugging him. It's like, oh, so good. And then that final shot of them walking down the street and they're telling jokes, and like he can finally, he's got a sure job. He's gonna pay the bills and everything. He's just like, this is good. Like, I don't need, you know,
Yeah.
this is happiness. And then, yeah,
I
he's the
honestly thought he would like
oh.
hug somebody, you know? And I
Yeah.
it was cool how they did it though. He like of course it was like in a casual manner, you know. He just shook the
Yeah.
hands and left, you know.
Yep.
But I love how simple it was too. Like we don't see like what life was after when he actually got the job, you know? But like it was
Yep.
so cool how they did that, you know.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. It's such a good scene. There's so many emotions, 'cause like
yeah.
even now that I know how it ends, I was watching, I was like, "Oh, are they gonna they're he's not gonna get the job. Like this is he's not gonna get
Yeah.
the job." He's just like, "Come on. Like what does that mean? Like are you gonna reject me or do I get, you know?" But it's such a good scene. So that's probably my favorite scene. And like we said, we don't really have a least favorite scene unless you do, Wesley. I know I
I
don't.
was
Everything's
thinking,
kind of vital.
the last time he had to chase. What the no, not last time. The guy, at least the guy, there was two people. He had to go onto a bus to get the scanner. Those two people, those were kind of annoying people, you know, getting the
Yes.
stealing the scanner from him, you know.
Yep.
But you know, that was his mistake too, though, you know. He left
It
him there.
was.
He was
You don't
he's
leave it
like,
with the hippie planting a tree.
yeah. And he literally said it in his voiceover. Yeah, this was
Stupid
I forgot what,
mistake.
yeah, stupid mistake, or I don't know what he said, but
I think he
kind of on
says,
his
"This
par.
is called, this part of my life is called
Life
being
itself.
stupid."
Yeah, being stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, partly on his part too. So, you know, mostly,
Yeah.
but, you know.
Mostly. But also the hippie could have been a good person and not taken
Yeah,
his time
true.
machine. So
So, anyways, though, favorite quote.
yes, favorite quote.
I
Do you
would
have one?
probably say when they are on the basketball court. And I think it's when Chris says, "Don't let ever let somebody tell you can't do something, not even me," because like Chris was like, just before that, Chris was like, "No, nah, I don't think you're gonna like, you know,
become
GoPro.
A famous, yeah, famous basketball player, and he was kind of mean to Christopher, but like, you know, he see, like, then he like kind of rethought that. He was like, you know, I've kind of been rejected too, you know, so you know,
yeah,
so he kind of taught his son a lesson there about,
yeah,
about resilience, you know, so yeah,
absolutely, yeah. All right, and my favorite line, I did have that one written down, but probably, I can't remember when it is, but he's putting his kid to sleep. He's putting Christopher to sleep.
Oh, wait,
I think
yeah.
it might be in the homeless shelter, possibly. But he just looks up to him and he goes, "You're a
is
good
it...
papa." It's when he
yeah.
goes, "You're a good papa."
Yes, it's the last the one of the last the last night, I think.
Yeah,
like a they're in the room with a bunch of people, you know. So
yes, yeah. Well, it's after, yeah. They can't get into the one place that they were before, and they're at a different one. But he just goes, "You're a good papa." It's right before he fixes the last scanner. But I just think that is so. Yeah. I don't know. It just means a lot to Chris because he's been through it. You know, he feels probably like a failure. Like we're homeless and everything. And his kid is just like, you know, even though we're homeless, you're still a good dad. You're like, you're doing everything you need to do for me, or you're trying your best for me. And it's just, it's really, it's a good quote. And I like that. I really did. It meant the most to me. Like, I don't know. I'm not a dad, but it's like, oh yeah, that would mean a lot to have your kid go, "You're a good dad, even though you feel like a failure at life." You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So let's do least favorite character.
Yeah. Oh wait,
least
did
favorite
I already...
character.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, I think I was gonna say the hippie guitar player.
What? Oh, the hippie guitar player.
Yeah.
Valid. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have one. I was going to pick Linda, but then we had that discourse earlier about her. And I was like, you know what? You're right. She's a complex character and you can't hate her for that.
Yeah.
Really. But the hippie guitar player is a good choice.
I don't know.
What if I'm the driver of the car who hits Chris?
Oh yeah, that guy was annoying. Yeah, that guy was annoying, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. That guy could have been.
Yeah, that I thought that was gonna come back later in the movie too. I thought that was like because like Chris told him like where he worked too. So I thought like police would come, you know?
Oh
to,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The building. So, you know.
Lots of red herrings in this movie.
Yeah. But
yeah. And now finally, favorite character. In the pursuit of happiness.
How about you go first? Because I usually go first on this, so.
Okay. I'm going to say, my favorite character is Christopher, the son, Chris Jr. Just because he is the heart behind the story, you know? Like, I don't know if Chris didn't have a son, if it would have been as emotional of a journey, you know, because he's trying to do this to defend, not protect his kid, provide for his kid. Like he's doing all this, and his wife leaves because, you know, we can't do it. Like I can't do this anymore. It's just like okay, but he doesn't want his kid growing up on the streets. He doesn't want him to, you know, be homeless. So he's working his butt off. And I think Jaden Smith does a great job when the scene where he's running to catch the bus to get into the line to get a room for the night and he loses his Captain America doll. Again, Marvel tie-in. and he just drops it and the emotions and like on his face and Chris just yelling at him to shut up and get on the bus. Like that's a tough scene. And the emotion comes across his face. It's just, I think he's a well performed character and a well, just the heart behind the movie, in my opinion. So I'm gonna say Christopher.
Yeah, nice. And I'll probably just go with Chris then. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really something I didn't really talk about, but like those scenes where, Chris had some anger issues there inside the movie.
Yeah.
And that kind of evolves throughout the movie, with whether it's the people in his life or just getting angry with the situations he's run into. The emotion a Will Smith put into the character, I just felt like was very real, as we've said, it was just you could just see that he was playing the character in such a fashion to where you could probably see it in your own life in the way that you act,
Yeah.
Might not be the same situation. You like we might not be in the same situation depending on what we're doing in our lives at the current time period whenever we watch this, but we all go through struggles and
Yeah.
it's just it's a hard life sometimes. So yeah, I would probably say Chris Gardner as my favorite character here. So
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, like the anger issues, it really only comes out when after the IRS, takes his
Yeah.
money because of the overdue taxes. It's
Yeah.
like, $21 in the bank account or whatever, and you're broke. Like
Yeah.
you can't rent anything, you can't buy food. And so that's when, when life starts getting piled up, it's when blow up. But yeah, that has been our podcast on The Pursuit of Happiness from 2006. Let us know what you think. Email us at themovieminutemenpodcast@gmail.com and
Yeah.
we will read your email on the podcast.
Yeah. How about star ranking though?
Yeah, we do have to do star
Yeah.
rankings and closing thoughts. I was just about to
Yes.
say,
Yes. I was
yeah,
like, it's not closing out yet,
that's my bad. I apologize. I was ready to wrap it up. I was like, we're done.
Bye guys.
Oh. No, you don't get to know our final star rankings for this movie.
Yeah, sorry guys. Just expect it's like of course just a 0 out of 5, we're just gonna close it out,
Yeah, we didn't enjoy this movie at all. Ugh. All right,
Um,
Wesley.
but yeah, like I've said earlier, kind of a short summary. Yeah, it's so authentic, as I've said, and it's just I could see some of myself in Chris as I watched this movie. Not of course I'm not in the same situation as Chris, but that struggle of trying to
You're
get a
not homeless
job,
with a kid, Wesley?
No, I'm not. Yes.
Sorry.
I do not have a kid. Yeah.
But
But
you are homeless. Is that what you're saying?
not that either.
Sorry.
Just trying to the
Good,
but the
good, good.
struggle
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
the struggle to get a job,
Yeah.
I remember getting my first job and it was just a hectic nightmare of trying to be a lifeguard, and then the whole situation didn't pan out and I was just not fit for the job. And then out of that I got another job in the same department and it was recreation, and I don't think I would have went through all of that. And now I've been working there about 3 years now, and just if I didn't go through this circumstance with the lifeguarding, I don't think I would have had this job, and then I don't know what I would have done either. So everything happens for a reason. So, with Chris's life, you could just see the growth that happened throughout the movie here, as he did as he lived the life with his kid. And I would probably say my star ranking is probably a 4 out of 5 for this one. So, yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like this story is so it resonates with I feel like it should resonate with everyone. Like no matter where you are in life, like whether struggling to get a job or like struggling with finances or just struggling in life in general, like it will speak to everyone, you know, trying to be a good dad and trying to provide and everything. It's like, it just resonates with everyone, no matter where you're at. And you can find yourself in a little bit of the story. And yeah, I'm going to say it's a 4.5 out of 5 stars for me. I think it's just so good. And I've loved it ever since I watched it for the first time. And I still love it until now. I think it's a great movie. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is our episode on The Pursuit of Happiness. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to email us again, it's at themovieminutemenpodcast@gmail.com. We'll read it live on the air. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, concerns, complaints, crude remarks, send them all.
Yeah.
We'll read them all so long as they don't contain any vulgar language.
And next time, I think, what are we doing next? I think it's,
we have a poll. It's a fan vote poll.
Yeah.
And your four options for that poll will be, if I can find our list, here it is. So we have live action Christmas movies up next.
Yes.
Is our next poll, and you will be able to choose from one of the following four movies. It will be Home Alone, The Santa Claus, White Christmas, and the instant Christmas classic, The Christmas Chronicles, starring Kurt Russell.
I hope that wins. Man, that would be hilarious.
I want to watch it.
That would be absolutely hilarious. Even though I don't hope it wins, but like, you know.
that movie is the one movie on that four of those four that is not on my annual Christmas rewatch list.
Yes.
And so if you vote for that one, I will have to rewatch it this Christmas.
Yeah.
And therefore it might jump into the rotation. Probably not, but it might. There's a slim chance. I give it 12% chance.
It is hilarious. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense, and that's what makes it hilarious. It makes no sense. Well, there's your mini review of the movie, so we'll take that one off.
I'll take that one.
So those are the four that you guys are going to be able to vote on, and the polls will be up when this episode airs.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. Last time, our Facebook poll got 0 votes for any movie.
I think I didn't share it, so, man.
I shared. I don't think I shared it either. I just posted it on Facebook. Yeah, so that might be one.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh well. But this one did win on the Instagram polls. So
yeah.
Obviously.
By not a wide margin, I guess.
No, it was like one or two votes. Lego Batman was runner up.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty close, but yours probably had a lot of your personal poll probably had a lot of Lego Batman, I think. But
yeah. So the Movie Minutemen podcast one, I think. Yeah, had 8 votes for The Pursuit of Happiness, 5 for Miracle, 2 for Lego Batman, and 2 for Creed. And then Lego Batman on mine got 8 votes, 3 for Miracle, 3 for Pursuit of Happiness, and 1 for Creed, which is what pushed it forward. And then you sent me 6 for Lego Batman, 7 for The Pursuit of Happiness, and 1 for Miracle on your personal one.
Yeah. So.
So.
But
so see, guys,
that would have been pretty funny if we did Lego Batman, because that's like that's going around in the memes right now, like literally.
Yes. Yes. But guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to be, you know, tell us which movie you want us to do next, go to Facebook, follow us at The Movie Minutemen Podcast. Go to The Movie Minutemen Podcast on Instagram, and you can follow each of us on Instagram. I'm andy.august1, I believe, is my handle.
Yes. And mine is wspill.30. And I would also say, give us some recommendations, you know? I don't know. Just jot down a list of movies and send it to us, you know? We might watch it in the future and just put it in a few pools, you know? Whatever you have, you know? Because there might be some movies we haven't seen, you know, we haven't even heard of, you know.
Exactly,
And then we could, I don't know, see it. So,
yeah. So, yes, please do that. That is a good, because my movie selection is limited to what I enjoy watching. So it's like, send us a list and Well, or a movie that you want on a poll.
Yeah.
We can do a fan choice, yeah. Fan choice poll.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Then we would only need four people. We would only need four. So, you know.
Exactly.
First come, first serve. So, you know.
Yep. It'll be a list of like a Disney movie, a horror movie.
yeah.
Just like a bunch of random crap. Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next time, I'm Andrew for Wesley. This has been the Movie Minutemen Podcast. Goodbye.